Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now via YouTube. So we move things around, Tim Dillard. Nobody really knows this. I don't know when he's talked about it on the radio. But we change things in our studio. So before all this time that you and I have been doing this YouTube thing, since like June, the YouTube has been to my left and the camera has been straight. So while it looks like I've been looking at you this whole time, I haven't really looked at you once the entire time we've done these. So now they put a big TV in here. Changed where the camera is, and now I actually can look at you while we do these. This is kind of fun. Look at that cup. What is that, Princess Leia?
It's Princess Leia.
That is sweet. I like it. Yes, that's very nice. See, this is the problem I'm going to have. I'm going to be distracted by Dillard now because I get to look at him while I'm doing these things on YouTube.
There's not coffee in this mug, by the way. Go ahead. What do you got?
I like rum too. I want to get your thoughts on from a player perspective. When we're talking Padres Cubs, 4 o'clock today, if you're a player, are you watching? Are you in? Are you watching this game today? Or are you like, just tell me who wins and I'll be at the park tomorrow to figure this out? Like, if I was me, obviously I'm watching, but I don't know how it is at that level.
Well, I mean, they may have practice going on right now. The other day they were doing a scrimmage or at least stretching and they had a playoff game on the secondary jumbotron above right field. So, you know, one thing that you always, you know, I always tell younger guys, whether they're players or, you know, kids in high school or whatever, you know, you want to know what big leaguers watch on TV? They watch big leaguers playing baseball. Like there's big league baseball on all the time.
Yes.
To sit there and think that there's a game on and it's not on a TV somewhere is kind of far-fetched. So, especially something that's semi-relevant, like the Padres and Cubs. I don't think they're watching it as like a they're rooting for anybody situation. I think it's more of a let's just keep an eye and see what things, you know, see how things are. Because you want to get good at baseball, then watch the best in the world do it.
It's funny because I go back number of years when Lucroy was on the Brewers and you had the jawing from the dugouts between the Brewers and the Cardinals and the yelling and screaming going on. And Lucroy would be a weekly guest on our station back then. And he was just like, I hate those guys. La Russa thinks he knows everything. And he would just be as honest. Well, you know, Lucroy, he's still honest. Just follow him on Twitter. So, I mean, that's who the dude is, right? I didn't know that when we started doing this. But we found out as we went, and I like Lucroy a lot, but so he made it like, okay, we don't like those guys. And then you see all of that going on. Niger Morgan talking about in the regular season, well, Alberto Pujols can stay at home and watch us in the playoffs on his couch or whatever. And then the Cardinals got red hot guy in the playoffs. And I remember going, you know, they want to play the Brewers. They want to play the Brewers. And I'm pretty sure the Brewers probably want to play the Cardinals because there's so much trash talk and beef going back and forth. I don't know if that was really a thing from their side, but it felt like that might have been a thing from the Brewers' side. I don't get the sense that that's the same thing involving the Brewers and the Cubs or the Padres.
I mean, I love Lucroy. T. Plush is a man as well. And as far as Tony La Russa, I mean, he would, you know, he was a quote-unquote player's manager, right? And if you threw a half inch inside on Albert Pujols, he is top step, yes. Like hands in the air, like, oh, they're throwing at my guy.
Right.
It was a pretty tired act. That's probably what Lucroy and most of the guys did. It's just like, you know, that we're playing normal baseball and you're turning into like you've never seen this, even though you've been in the game 60 years. Mm-hmm. Like you've seen this, you're just pretending. Yeah, I don't think anybody's rooting for anybody. I don't think anybody's rooting against anybody. I don't think, and there's, you know, I think it'd be cool if it was like Brewers Cubs and the Brewers win. I think that that's good too. But I mean, the Padres are legit. Their bullpen, very scary. I don't know. Either way, what I love about playoffs is they're weeding out. They're weeding out. You have to be good. Not only do you have to be good, you have to be good over 6 month, you know, 6.5, 7 month period. You have to be good. So whatever happens later on this afternoon, the Brewers will definitely be prepared. You watch these games on TV, but what you don't see is the stands. I guarantee the Brewers have advanced scouting all up and down all these games, watching, taking note of everything going on, because regardless of who they play, they can't control it, but they do know that they're going to be prepared for whoever they face.
Talk with Tim Diller, FanDuel Sports Network Brewers analyst, joins us each and every Thursday at 3:20 here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's throughout the Brewers season. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being willing to do that with us. So a piece today in the Players Tribune, I don't know how much you go on Players Tribune's website, a letter from William Contreras to the fans of Milwaukee. And I absolutely love it. And the closing paragraph is probably my favorite. When he brings up Bob Uecker, it's like Bob always said, no one better than you. Well, actually, Bob, probably some are better than me. I'm not the best. None of our group is. But if you're telling me another team is the best, man, I swear I haven't seen them. No one better than Milwaukee right now. No one better than us. As a fan, you love that. Like, it gives you chills hearing a player say that. However, I'd like to go to the beginning part of this piece for you, Tim Dillard, because something that he said at the beginning part of this piece kind of raised my antennas a little bit. Not that I'm shocked by it, or that maybe a fan would be shocked at it, or whatever the case may be. But he talks about in 2023, and you know, 92 wins, champions of the divisions, I'm playing a lot, I'm hitting. One thing with Milwaukee, though, it's very calm. And if you're a guy like me who is giving 200% to win, always intense, you have to kill me dead to beat me, the calm can be helpful. It's balanced. But I think we had some guys in 23 where maybe it's too calm, because if they lose, it's not killing them. I remember Arizona beat us two straight in those playoffs, so we're out. I left the field. I'm actually crying tears. I'm feeling so responsible. But then I'm seeing guys who are leaving. It's 5 minutes after the game, and they almost look happy. One guy is saying to me, yeah, now I'll go fishing. I'm like, what is this? We had to move on from that type of mindset. Something was missing to be great.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Take that and go over to the Adam McKelvey piece on Christian Yelich. And Christian Yelich is saying, hey, man, like, always everybody keeps asking, like, what's so great about this team? How did you do 97 wins? And I can't say what he said because I'll be fired. But he said, it's simple. We all give up bleep, right? And you read that and you're like, well, of course you do, right? And professional baseball players, of course you care. But then you read this from Contreras from just 2 years ago about the Brewers losing in the playoffs, and you're like, okay, maybe there is a lot of something to that. So you've been inside of the clubhouses of majors and minors and everything else. Talk to me about, you know, the percentages of guys that are essentially cashing a check maybe and not caring as much about others.
Yeah, well, number one, if you know this, if you've played or if you've coached, even if you've coached kids, you know, at any level, You can't teach care.
Yep.
You just can't. And then especially professional sports, where if you give someone, you know, $10 million, you don't know how they're going to act, especially $10 million or $50 or $100 million guaranteed. It's like, that's the scary thing about the college right now. Some of these college guys are really good. They're making millions of dollars. And they're like, I don't want to go play in the NFL. Why would I? You know, I'm going to play 2 years and quit, get my money. So you don't know how someone's going to act when they start getting rich and into a different position. You can't teach care. But if you have the right guys in the room, you absolutely know it. And you know the guys that try really hard, but then they just act that way. I remember in 2011, we lost. There was people crying. We're all sad. And we're sitting around. There's, I think it was me and Axford. Casey McGee was in there. We're all kind of sitting around chilling. And the first guy out was Zach Greinke. He had his bag. He was showered. He's like going around saying, all right, guys, bye. And no one thought any less because that's just Zach Greinke. You know, he was an outlier. That's just the way he was. He was like,
he's a different cat.
He's a different bird. Yeah. But nobody questioned how hard that dude tried. That guy tried and cared more than anybody. He just didn't maybe look that way. Like that you see
dude,
kids.
That dude was doing scouting profiles on going into the amateur draft and wanted to be a part of that. So he's a different cat. Yeah. Well, go ahead.
Different cat. Yeah. But there's, you know, you watch kids and they strike out in Little League and they cry and they throw their bat or whatever. They're trying to show people how much they care. You don't always have to show that. But there is a flip side where you show that you don't care. You know, like I didn't read the piece in The Athletic, but like, you know, if someone's saying, well, now I can go fishing, it's like that's not really helpful in the moment when you just lost.
Right.
That means you had those thoughts kind of going into it. You want everyone on the same page. You want everybody with no plans past, you know, whatever, like no plans in October. If someone's like, yeah, I planned my wedding October 15th, it's like, but you really wasn't thinking that through, were you?
I guess that's
why everyone gets married, you know, late November, December, every time in the off season. Like that's how you push things. You plan all that stuff, the vacations, all that for just the opportunity to play in October and play deep into the season. So apparently they got a clubhouse full of those guys. That's what I've seen, you know, throughout the entire season.
That William Contreras piece again, Player Tribune, the letter to the fans of the Brewers and Milwaukee. And another great piece in there was when he got traded, his agent calls him and goes, okay, you've been traded to Milwaukee. His response was, well, trade me back. He's like, Milwaukee? He's like, I don't go to Milwaukee. He goes, and then you realize when you get here, because he'd never been traded before either, so that was a whole new experience. He goes, then you get here and you realize, as he puts it, I don't want to play anywhere else. Like, I want to finish my career here. I don't want to go anywhere else. I love this town. I love this as a baseball city and so forth. I want to go back to that Yelich piece again because I have a personal question for you, if you don't mind. In that piece, Yelich talked about when he was younger that Jace Peterson was big for him as far as those two kind of rapped with each other all the time about baseball, on the field, off the field, and all of that. And now currently on this team, his guy that he raps with all the time, he goes, and sometimes, you know, we're the last two to leave the clubhouse, is Bryce Turan. Their lockers are next to each other, and they're constantly talking and bouncing stuff off each other, which I think is awesome for Turan as far as looking ahead to his career when Yelich is gone. This is huge for Turan. I ask you, Tim Dillard, who are your guys?
Early on when I first got to AAA, it was only like a, you know, back then AAA was a little different. There was established dudes that were there, they were older, and it was really tough to get into AAA. I think the only rookies my year were Yovani Gallardo, me, and Ryan Braun.
Wow. Like,
that's how hard it was to get in. Everybody else had AAA time a lot or big league time. And for me, it was R.A. Dickey, which helped because when we're on plane flights and stuff, since it's Dillard and Dickey, we were always sit next together, you know, next to each other
now
on planes or lockers.
Was that pre-knuckleball, right? That was pre-knuckleball R.A. Dickey?
No, that was post. That was post-knuckleball. Okay. Brewers had him. He was like PCL pitcher of the year. The Brewers were like, we're not going to call you up. So I think he went to the Twins after that. Big leagues, Mariners, big leagues, Mets, big leagues, Cy Young. But he just taught me the ropes. He taught me the ropes on, you know, just philosophies, you know, how to stay sane, right? Long season. You know, how to deal with everything. And, you know, even though we were both pitchers, like I'm picking, even though he's a knuckleball pitcher, completely different from what I throw, the stuff that he would spit out just randomly, like, oh, you ever thought about this? And I'm like, no, I've never thought about that. Because he had just been doing it longer. He had thrown more innings. He had seen more type of hitters. He had played more games. Anytime there's a player in the clubhouse that's been around, has that kind of experience, and then willing to share that experience is very special. Christian Yelich has reached a point where he knows maybe he's the older guy in the clubhouse, at least position player wise, and has a chance to really help some of these young guys. Not that he's old or he can't contribute. My goodness, he's having a great, you know, he had a great regular season. Nobody can, you know, say anything different. But for him to be able to spit some of that out, which I've seen, he's been at first base showing guys how to get leads and steals during like group offensive stuff. He's out there during bunts, talking about bunting, when to bunt. He is a resource that the Brewers are bringing in to make sure that he is a part of all of it. And he's willing to do that. Again, you cannot teach care, and just by his actions, you can tell that this guy cares more than almost anybody else. So for him to be talking shop, believe me, if you're a younger player and there's an older player in the clubhouse talking shop, sit down and listen. There's many a times I had to apologize to my wife. She's like, where were you? The game was over 3 hours ago. And I'm like, well, you know, CC Sabathia is talking about the game. I'm not leaving the clubhouse, right? Like, you just stick around. You want to hear, you want it. You just want more information about baseball because it's going to make you better. And then there's that chance, if you're around baseball long enough, you get to share that with somebody else.
He's so good. I love having him on. Tim Dellert, FanDuel Sports Network, Brewers analyst. We get to find out later today, 4 o'clock first pitch for the Cubs and the Padres, Saturday game one. Looking forward to that. Follow Tim Dellert, of course, on Twitter at Dim Tillard. Tim, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk next week. We'll be in the thick of it by that point.
I know, right? Yeah, appreciate it, Sparky. Thank you.
Absolutely. Take care. There is Tim Dellert joining us on the FanGuest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.